And now, Found Films, movies you might have missed.
I'm John Waters, the author of the new book, Carsick, and the most obscure movie that I always push as my favorite movie in the world is the incredibly failed art film, Boom, directed by Joseph Losey, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
Don't reach for a smoke. Wait till I offer you one.
May I have one?
Written by Tennessee Williams. Everybody hated that movie so much that right before it came out, they changed the title. They just didn't know how to market it, so they added an exclamation point. So actually the name of the movie is Boom, not Boom. And so I used to always call the theater and say, what time is Boom playing? just to hear if they would respond and say, did you see Boom? It's really good. So every time I think of the movie, I try to say it the same way it was written in a pitiful attempt to make money. She's Sissy Goforth, the richest woman in the world, about to die. And he's Christopher Marlowe, the angel of death, who has the unfortunate habit of calling on rich women right before they die. In the 60s, and Joseph Losey said that he was the first director to ever lose money on Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. And from that movie on, all their movies lost money.
Not since Cat on a Hot Tin Roof has Tennessee Williams created such raw passions, such startling, striking characters devoid of all hypocrisy and inhibitions.
Is this a time for kissing?
Not since Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf have Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton been so emotionally explosive.
Vicious lies! Malicious distortion!
That's not true. He was in your bedroom by invitation.
She was rich, demanding, shameless, domineering, but in the depths of her soul, as frightened as any one of us.
Die! Mrs. Goforth! Don't murder!
He walked the vague line between lust and saintliness.
I get panicky when I've nobody to care for.
Is that so? You seem to be setting yourself up as a saint of some kind.
I saw Boom with Divine. We loved it, and it was a failed movie. There was about three people in the theater. It got terrible reviews.
She had used her body as a stepping stone to wealth and domination. Now she wanted this stranger. Could she take him on his terms?
How many times do you have to be invited into a lady's bedroom?
It was a big influence on Pink Flamingos because in Pink Flamingos in the beginning, Divine is in the trailer writing her memoirs, and that's what Elizabeth Taylor is doing as Sissy Goforth in the beginning of Boom. She's writing her memoirs about being the richest, most fabulous person alive. Boom!
That's John Waters' Found Film. For interviews with Waters, check our website at ttbook.org.